Hello, welcome to Pathways to Consciousness. You are tuned into 12 Radio, 12radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And I've been having a little technical problems, but I think I got it resolved. And still trying to get into Facebook here. So if I don't get into Facebook, so sorry about that. So let me see. Just let me try to get into Facebook right now. I can do this so we can see what's going on. Okay, I am there. Okay, folks, I am there. Well, anyway, I'm glad you tuned in to tonight's show. And tonight's show is about the fourth chakra, your fourth chakra. And I decided that I'm just going to change it up a bit about the fourth chakra tonight. So it's just going to be a different view, a different aspect here on how to actually, you could say conquer your heart, open that heart chakra too at the same time. And let me tell you about a chat room. That's 12radio.com, and you just click the chat and you're there. So, and I'm glad you managed to stay in. And thank you, all you lovely people out there. Thank you, thank you. Well, might as well start. Let's start tonight's show. And that is your fourth chakra, your heart chakra. And that's a real simple thing to do. And basically, the fourth chakra is located about the center of your chest. It's right, you could say, right where the heart is, towards the center, right where the sternum is. But generally, you could say upper sternum area. And the representation of this fourth chakra is about balance. It's about air. It's about breath. It's about relationships. It's about unity. It's about healing. Think about when you open your heart up. Excuse me. Think about when you open your heart up. How that feels. And what I mean by that is you express through your heart. You might have like a good warm fuzzy feeling come over you when you do that. So you could say the heart on the physical plane represents the rhythm of your life. And what I mean by the rhythm of your life, your heartbeat creates a rhythm of you breathing daily, of you waking up daily, of you being who you are. So it's rhythmic in the process. It's the rhythm of your life. It's about pumping life. It's about pumping blood. It's about air. It's about breath. It's about literally every part of your body. If you think about what the heart does, it sends that nutrient blood to every part of our body, from our toes to our fingers to the top of our heads to the beautiful brains that we all have here. And it's also about you. It's interesting. The Sanskrit word for this chakra, the meaning is to be unstuck. If you think about your heart being unstuck, that means you got a healthy heart. That means blood is flowing. That means all veins are going through. And one of my listeners said, good job a day. Yes, good job a day. Thank you. Thank you for cooperating with me. At least my equipment has so far. And the gland to the heart chakra is the thymus gland. And that's just right above the heart. It's electrical in nature and the heart is electrical in nature. And there's also body parts here that is associated with the fourth chakra. Your lungs, your heart, your arms, your hands, breasts. You could say that particular area of the body. And when you have a malfunction, physically that is, you could have anywhere from asthma or any type of lung condition, high blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease for that matter. And the color of the chakra is green. The heart chakra is green, generally green. But what I've discovered is that sometimes it's not green. So just know that. It can change. It's not written in stone that it has to be green. But what I've noticed, sometimes these chakra colors do change. And when they do change, you got to go with it. Obviously, there's a reason. And the planet, the representative energy, you could say, a particular planet is Venus. And that's the feminine energy. It's yin energy. So here you're talking about the heart chakra, feminine energy, and the planet is Venus. This yin energy is probably a wonderful thing for you to experience. And what I mean, even for us guys, it's good to have, you could say, a feminine aspect come in to look at it differently from a different perspective. And what I mean by a different perspective is viewing things from your heart, viewing things from allowing that chakra to be open. And you might have a different aspect come through. You might have different thoughts coming through that you, if you're trying to solve a problem, maybe you solve it differently here. And there are three gemstones associated with this for all you mineral people out in the world. And there's lots of you. That would be emerald, tourmaline, and rose quartz. Those are, you could say, any of those things are good energetically. It opens up that chakra. And it's also the central point in the chakra system. So anything below the fourth chakra, which would be third, second, first, from your groin to your solar plex areas, the tendency is that's heavy. So that deals with physical aspects of our body. Once you get to the heart chakra, since it is a central point, anything like the heart chakra and above, it's more air related. It's more, there's more psychic stuff involved. There's more emotions involved. There's more mental aspects of you being involved. So as far as this goes, you could say the mental and emotional aspect, that central point in your chakra system, it's a unifying force. It's inner force. It's you could say the forces that are below the fourth chakra and the forces that are above it, it's a unifying force. And if you think about your heart, if we didn't have a functioning heart, we would not be here. I wouldn't be here talking and you wouldn't be here listening to me. So as far as a physical aspect, it's probably one of the more important aspects of the physical body to keep it in a shape where you can live and breathe and enjoy your life every day. And it's also, you could say below heart chakras, you know, the first three, like I was saying, it's about matter, you know, so below the heart chakra, the first chakra, the second, and the third chakra, this is all about matter. This is about manifestation on a physical level. And then you get above that, this is more of the spiritual stuff, when the heart above. This is more of going into your psychic realm. This is more exploring who you are, the interior of you, exploring your emotions, exploring if you pray or meditate, see where that takes you. So the heart chakra is that central junction point that you could say between the heaviness of the physical body and the lightness of, you could say, that is associated with air, that is associated with your psychic realm, that is associated with your intellect and your emotions. And it's also to integrate and to balance realms of your mind and body. And if you think about the heart, how when if you were to open that heart up and see the world through the heart, maybe there'd be less violence in the world, less aggression, less anger in the world. I believe that one. But that's an individual. Each individual has to make that point or make that decision for them, because when they do make that decision for them, things can change very quickly in an instant. And it also brings you a radiant sense of wholeness. That's the fourth chakra. Since it's that central point of connection, it's actually, you could say, the wholeness of you. And for that matter, let's throw some spiritual aspects here, the holiness of you, whole and holiness. So there's that spiritual aspect of the heart, and there's the wholeness of the heart, the wholeness on the physical level. And it's also for you to hold on dreams, the wishes, the hopes, and fears for that matter. So your heart will allow you to hold on to dreams, your wishes, your hopes, and your fears. So just know that when the emotions are pouring out of you, whatever they are, whether they're positive or negative, your the emotions are going through the heart. You could say in an energetic sense, okay? So in your heart, you can have hope, you can have wishes, you can have dreams, you can have endless things. And you can also have the negative aspect, the fear, the anger, whatever. So if you can, try to, you could say, lighten things up as time goes on. And and the chat room is alive and well. I'm glad. I am so glad. I love it. I love you, chatters. Thank you, chatters. You guys are doing great tonight. And Elizabeth here goes, every day and every night appears is a good day. And I agree with you, Elizabeth. The best thing you can do, you wake up in the morning, you land on your feet, and you're ready to start your day. You're ready to create something incredible for yourself. And so are you ready to create something incredible to change your heart, to be in your desires, whatever your desires are, what would they be for you? What would you like them to be for you? Think about that. What would you like them to be for you? And there's also the aspect of you as an individual, as you think through your heart, using that fourth chakra. Maybe you see the world softer. Maybe you see the world less harmful, less fearful. Maybe you see the world a better place despite what's going on around you. If you pay attention to news or what's going on, crazy stuff all around us. So despite what's going on around us, let the heart chakra soften that. And like I said, it's about integration. It's about balance. It's about the balance between the mind and the body. It brings a radiant sense of wholeness, like I said, but it also holds every emotion in us too, whether it's positive or negative. And most people consider the heart center, that heart chakra, the center of love. Well, that's true. Maybe it radiates out of there, but if you get in that space of love from your heart, maybe it radiating out from you in any direction you can, in any particular part of your body. So open the heart up and let the love flow from every pore of your waking body, even your sleeping body. And it's also about It's about the spiritual matters of you. It's about the physical matters of you. It's a combination of the spiritual and the physical matter of you. It's about creation. It's about you creating yourself, recreating yourself daily. It's about you opening yourself up to love. It's about you radiating through all your existence. And think about that. You radiating through all your existence. Would you like to do that? Would you like to shine like a light out there? Well, the fourth chakra could do that for you. And speaking of love, when you connect to that loving aspect of yourself, well, guess what? Love becomes a state of being for you. And your heart is passionate in nature, but it's also sexual in nature. What I mean by sexual in nature, it's your desires are there because your emotions go through your heart. And it's probably even more sexual than the second chakra, which represents reproduction. You could say the womb in a woman, ovaries and testicles in a male, ovaries in a female. But as far as this goes, the second chakra is probably more sexual, sensual, because it has the emotions that are running through it. So you could say good feelings are there in all aspects. And this is about your receptivity, you know, like you being open to things rather than you being the aggressor. You start listening better maybe, and maybe you don't rush to judgment. And it's also since the element of air is in there, that means it's less dense. It's a air is less dense than water. These are physical elements, air and water. Air is less dense, so therefore there's less density in your heart. It's easier to allow your heart to be healthy, allow that muscle to pump, allow the veins going into your heart to be clear, to be open. Allow the veins through your entire body to be clear and open. So it's you taking charge of yourself, you taking charge of your fourth chakra here. And it's also about like moving away from aggression and not fighting against love and not creating this harmony with inside of you. And the fourth chakra is harmony in nature. It's harmonic in nature. It's creating that perfect harmonious tunes, harmonious sounds, harmonious thoughts that allow us to be peaceful as we go through the day. And it's also about you. It's also about you, being lighter. You know, air is a light element as far as that goes. So since the heart is air in nature, lighten up. It's about simplicity. It's about you being softer. The softer you are, the more you can get sometimes, as opposed to being a bull in a china shop where you might destroy things. Sometimes softness will get you to point A, from point A to point Z, a whole lot faster. And like I said, it's simplicity too. So don't make it complicated. And since air is gaseous state of matter, since air is a gaseous state of matter, air implies space. Like, how much space is in the air? Well, yeah. Air implies freedom. You could say more room for substance, less constriction to form. So let me repeat that. Air is about freedom. More for substance, less constriction to form. In other words, you don't have to, once you get into your fourth chakra, form doesn't matter. I mean, form matters as far as function, but the spiritual aspect of the fourth chakra is about you getting rid of constrictions, you allowing things to enter that space that is positive for you, that is healthy for you, that keeps your heart going until you're 250 years old. Now, isn't that a wild thought? Well, not really. Just know that. Just know that. And it's also, air is a vital process. It renews your cells in every body. Every time you take a breath of air in, you're actually renewing your cells. You're renewing everything. So for every breath you take, it's a rebirth. You could say when you exhale and when you inhale. Exhale, you're bringing in more air. You're bringing the cells are alive, vibrant. The body is vibrant, and you could say it's a rebirth every time you have a breath in. And also the breath of life represents the energy of life, the vital energy of life. And the Hindus they call it prana. Chinese call it qi. The Japanese call it kai. The energy of life. I just call it the energy of life. Come up with a word for yourself if you need to do that. And it's also what is important to this chakra is that the heart requires an understanding. It also requires practice of balance. And what I mean by practice of balance, when you get out of sorts, the best thing you can do is just take a minute or take 10 seconds if that's all you have and just close your eyes and let the balance begin. Breathe, relax, and get back to your work. Get back to where you have to be. You can say back to reality. And both within me, both within you, it's like this mind-body connection. So the mind connects to the entire body, but the mind has a strong will that it connects to the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, So does the heart chakra have a mind of its own? Well, some people claim that. And opening your heart requires letting go of your ego here. And that's the balance here. Letting go of those thoughts that maybe are harmful to you. Maybe it's telling you to do something you don't want to do. Maybe it's saying that if you do this, it's a safe bet, as opposed to taking a chance or taking a risk. So it's letting go of the lower aspects of ourself, because the heart represents the higher selves of who we are. You say how we merge with spirit, how we merge with source, how source merges with us. And by you allowing to, you say, this merge from the outside of yourself to the inside of yourself, guess what? You're opening your heart chakra here. And it's also a tool for physical and mental transformation. Like I said, change your mind, change your thoughts, change your ideas, and before you know it, you transform something with inside of you. And before you know it, since you've changed something with inside of your psyche, with inside of your consciousness, with inside of your brain, maybe the physical aspects you were experiencing before, let's say they were physical and they were a problem, like a medical problem, they go away. Now, wouldn't that be a beautiful thing? What does that say? You are the best medicine for yourself. You know, you are the best herb for yourself. You're the best drug for yourself. You are the best. If you give it to yourself, then you are the best for yourself. And it's also about you allowing you to be truly who you want to be in this brilliant life that you're living. This brilliant life that you're living. And one of the chatters, Liana, okay, may I please have a message coming from, for my birthday coming 6-6, okay, yes, Liliana, yes, what I'm sensing here with you is your birthday's coming up on June 6th there. If you do this right, what I mean by doing it right, if you just, allow yourself to have a little fun and to lighten up about certain things in your life, this could be an incredible year for you. Like, this next year could be incredible, life-changing, life-altering. So by you letting go of some heaviness, and also letting go of some things that are not really positive right now as you see them, your life is going to change, and your life is going to change drastically. So see what you can do about that, Liliana. I hope that helped you. And happy birthday on the 6th, by the way. So let's go into, I'm going to talk about how to open your heart. So how do you open your heart? This, you know, as you open your heart, this generates a deep, profound emotional healing of your entire psyche. Okay. So as you're more open to that beautiful fourth chakra of yours to be open, the heart, it changes your whole psyche. And when when your consciousness and your mind changes, your body changes. And so this, you could say, as you open, an awareness resides there inside of you. And as the outside world, you could say, changes, or doesn't change at that matter, by you working with that fourth chakra and opening it up to you and to the world for that matter, because as you open it up, you're opening up to the world. You could say there's not much change on the outside, but interior, you could say that your inside world can change instantly. And when that changes, you have an effect on the outside world. So that the fourth chakra is a big deal here, because as you decide to change the inside of your world through your fourth chakra, and you don't see a difference around you, well, guess what? As time goes on, as your world's changing internally, so will your world as it catches up, the physical world around us. Sometimes there's a lag time there, you know, to I mean, it can be instantaneous too, but sometimes there's a lag time there. And because the lag time is due to, there's lots of individuals out there doing what they do every day, and that can slow things down as far as changes on the outside world. But there, as you change inside instantaneously at times, you're going to see changes, little changes, nuances that are different. Maybe the way people respond to you. Maybe they're more open to you. Maybe they're like, they're glad to be around you. Like they're happy to see you. And by you opening your heart, you're allowing yourself to obtain the highest levels of emotional health. And in other words, we all carry around every emotion with us in the book here. And what I'm talking about is anger, love, fear, whatever, you know, joy, fun, laughter, happiness, all those wonderful things that we associate with our emotions. And by you allowing your emotions to flow through your heart, you're actually creating a great positive emotional health. And in this state, you no longer, you say in this state, when you're open to this state, it's easy for you to just go, when you see something that's happening and you feel like you want to interject something in there. Well, think about it like this. It's, you could say you're not helping people because it's out of your, you know, you feel a duty or a desire or a strong will, like you have to do it. It's like, there's no, how would you say it? Nothing attached to that feeling. I'm helping you because I expect you to give me something back or whatever it is that you're feeling. Now you could say, now by you filtering your emotions through your heart, and clearing those crazy emotions that can drive us all crazy at times, now you're saying you're creating absolute joy to be of service to people. And if you see someone like maybe who tripped on a curb, you just go over there and you help them. And you help them up. And you dust them off, whatever, and you just say, are you okay? You're just doing these things because your heart is open to the world. So therefore, you're changing the world. You're helping someone who just had a traumatic experience, tripped over a curb on a city street or a sidewalk or whatever. It doesn't matter. But you are changing the world in that moment in a positive way. That's what I mean by, as you change the internal side of you, and you may not see these outside things yet, by you expressing outwardly, you make the changes and the world becomes a better place. You become a better individual. You are the one who needs, how would you say it, who needs everything, who wants everything and will get everything. How would you like to have everything you wanted or could ever want for that matter? Well, that's not too hard. Use the fourth chakra here. See what you can do with the fourth chakra. See if you allow yourself to be this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful individual that you are, that as you change, the world around you becomes a more peaceful place. The world around you becomes a more enjoyable place for you to be. And so here you are creating this connection. You can create the connection, this opening of your heart. Use your voice. Use your thoughts. Use your sight, your hearing, your touch. Use all those physical senses that we have as you open your heart. Allow your senses to flourish. Allow your senses to be heightened. And by doing this, you're creating that connection. And allowing this awareness to penetrate the heart. You gotta allow this awareness as you connect to your senses, that the sense of the voice, the sight, the touch, the hearing, the thoughts. As you connect to all this stuff, you open your heart daily. You can open your heart every moment. And if you do this enough, your heart will be open all the time. And like I said, you're creating this open heart connection. You're allowing your awarenesses to penetrate the heart. And guess what? What does this do when your awarenesses become more aware, sharper, more focused, more of what you think you could be? You're connecting to your higher self here. So by you opening that heart chakra through your senses, like hearing the breath as you sit there and you're thinking about your heart being open and about the feelings you're getting as it's beating inside of you and the sounds that you're hearing and the tones that you're creating with your voice as you're, maybe you're talking to yourself internally or maybe you're expressing outwardly like I am. This is about transcending the fears, the sorrow, the anger. And this is about as you transcend and you change the fear, the sorrow, the anger, you heal yourself and you heal others. Because when you heal yourself, you start healing yourself. That is spread out from you. That light shines out from you and every pore of your body. And that's what I mean. This is a really simple exercise to open your heart chakra here. It's just using the physical senses, you connecting to the heart, actually hearing the pounding, that rhythmic expression of that heart inside of you, in your chest there, on that upper chest area. It's on the left side, you know, left of center there slightly. Maybe you start seeing things differently. Maybe you start hearing that beautiful inner voice of yours with clarity. Then maybe you start trusting it. And maybe you start hearing other things. Maybe your clairvoyance, maybe your clairaudience, maybe your psychic nature of you really starts expressing because now you're connecting, you're opening your higher self. And when you open your higher self, that spiritual self, all is possible. Even if you didn't open that heart chakra, remember, all is possible. It's always, anything is possible if you believe it. If you believe it's going to work, it's going to work. And then the opposite is, if you don't believe it's going to work, guess what? It doesn't work. So is that will? It is. But don't be a skeptic here. When you open that chakra up, that fourth beautiful chakra of yours, and that heart is beating inside your chest, and every moment you take a new breath of air, you're recreating life. How many breaths do you take in a day? That's a lot. That's a lot if you could say a lot of lifetimes within an hour, within a year, within a lifetime. That was supposed to be funny, by the way. Anyway, it's also you seeing everything differently. And what I mean by everything differently is if you view the world differently, the same thing, like from the previous day that you thought was rotten, crappy, sour, whatever. And if you have a different aspect, like a more loving point of view, a more kinder point of view, less mean, maybe that same what you saw yesterday, you'll look at it softer and your eyes will be softer and your heart will be softer because the heart will soften things for you. Therefore, maybe they don't bug you anymore, those people or that event or whatever it was that was yesterday. And you walk in and the same person you might say, oh, God, he or she's ugly because of their personality and their ranting and raving or whatever. Well, maybe you see them differently. Maybe you understand them better because you're understanding yourself better. And you don't look at them as ugly. You go, and you don't be sympathetic to them, but you could say you're coming from a point of love here. Your point of love, not theirs, yours. And you allowing that inner voice to flourish inside of you so that psychic realm can grow. Keep your thoughts clear and focused with this intention that you're going to have that heart chakra open for yourself. You're going to allow everything to be what it needs to be. No excuses here. Just allow it. That's all. It's real simple. It's not hard. And it's, you say it's just a matter of intention and focus to get it all. You know, to be happier, to create successes in your life, to create what you need in your life. And let's talk about the love aspect of this fourth chakra. You know, I call it the energy of the universe, the energy of creation. I would say it's the energy of creation, how God, source, created matter. In one of my shows, I talked about the God particle. In 2012, these scientists discovered a subatomic particle that in the subatomic particle, maybe this came from the heart chakra, but in that subatomic particle, there's different forms of energy. And they discovered that this particle actually creates matter, actually visible matter. What we see, what you see when you look at your hands in front of you, are your feet. It doesn't matter. So, you know, are we smart enough to, we discovered the God particle? Yeah, but do we know what to do with it? No. Does anyone know what to do with it? Who knows? You know, that's a powerful force right there, you know, creating matter. So maybe it's something until we find out more about it, we may not want to mess with. So this is like creation, recreating yourself. You know, love is something that we all need. You know, whether it's like sometimes you're not feeling good and someone just hugs you and they embrace you in a spirit of love. That's coming from their fourth chakra. And it's also, you could say it's a gauge. It's a gauge of your lives, of my life, of your life, of all our lives. You could say success at love, success at being a lover, success at loving others, success, probably the most important thing, of loving yourself and giving that love to yourself through the fourth chakra. It's, you could say it's mysterious in nature. Of course it is. And because it changes, you know, love changes, maybe your definition of changes, maybe how you thought love was a year ago, it's different now from 12 months later, how you feel about it. And as you grow, this concept of love tends to change and grows with you because you're more open to it. You could say now that you're into higher consciousness, you're seeing the world differently. Maybe you're seeing things you've never seen before. Interesting. And as the heart chakra interacts with the lower chakras, the first, second, and third, it's, you know, this is like the matter. This is the movement of energy. The heart represents, it's a unifying force for the physical body. It unifies everything. It brings it all together. Remember I said earlier it was a center point of between the denser chakras, the first three, and then when you get to the heart, the air is the element for the heart. So that means these chakras tend to be lighter. They tend to be more spiritual in nature. They tend to go into different realms, dimensions, existences. So that's an interesting way of putting it too. But basically, it's a representation of your unity with inside of your physical body, with inside of your emotional body, with inside of your spiritual body. And if you allow the mind not to ramble on, it can bring unity to the mind. You could say that mental aspect of ourselves, the stories we tell us. Is it time to change stories? Maybe it is. Maybe you don't like the stories that you're telling yourself. And all energy converges at the fourth chakra. From the top of your body to the bottom of your body. It all converges at the fourth chakra. So it's a huge, huge, I mean, it's huge. It's big. And since I have an abbreviated show tonight, I was just told by my producer Adai, and I want to thank him for that. And I could talk about the heart chakra probably for another 3 or 4 hours, but I won't. The next show up is Mole Mama with Diane Silva. I really enjoy the show. She's very good at what she does. Like her creations. Compliments to you, Diane, in your cooking abilities. Nothing like good food. Good food opens the heart up, warms the heart up. So please stay tuned for Mole Mama coming up next on One to Listen. And I will be back next week with a new idea or an old idea for this matter, the fourth chakra. Until next week, remember, peace and love, that's all there is. And I want to thank all the beautiful men and women out there listening to 1-2 Radio and my show, Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. And once again, peace and love. Despite what's going on around you, inside of you, through the fourth chakra, peace and love exists. Until next week, have a great week ahead. Bye.
Christina LaFrance, and I'm so glad you tuned into 12radio.com. I am loving this show.